Part 1. Section Tests. Page 13. Section 2. Test. Access to information from written texts. Do colors matter? Nowadays, you can usually tell whether a young child is male or female based on the clothes they wear. Historically, however, this was not always the case. In the early 1800s, most infants were dressed in white, and gender differences weren't taken into consideration until the children had learned to walk. Both boys and girls wore dresses or short skirts until the age of 5 or 6. The differences in clothing were minor. Boys' dresses had buttons in the front, whereas girls' dresses had buttons in the back. Sociologists tried to answer the question why there was no difference between the clothes boys wore and those worn by girls. One reason was that at that time, distinguishing boys from girls was less important than distinguishing children from adults. Childhood was considered a time of innocence. Thus, it was acceptable for both genders to be dressed in angelic white. Another more practical reason was that it was easier to bleach white cotton clothes, so dressing children in white clothes was an advantage. It was only in the middle of the 19th century that pastel-colored clothes for babies appeared. Although these included pink and blue, they did not signify the gender of the wearer. It was only towards World War I that pink, which was considered a bold color, was seen as masculine, while blue was seen as feminine. The real change of colors that signified gender began in the 1940s. It was then that blue started to be considered masculine and pink feminine. In the 1960s, the picture changed once again, when unisex clothes became fashionable due to the women's liberation movement. Dressing girls in gender-neutral colors, like green or yellow, were believed by some parents to be a way of freeing their daughters from gender-based expectations, which would later help them realize their full potential as adults. Today, there are parents who still believe that girls should wear pink while boys should wear blue. These parents shop for a complete package deal, buying not only pink or blue clothes, but also pink or blue beds, sheets, and blankets. Others, on the other hand, believe that we should not be influenced by such traditions and let children wear any color. It still remains to be seen which of the above trends will be more dominant when the children of today become parents themselves.